This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Violence is flaring for a second day between Israel and the Palestinians. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Israeli forces conducting a rare daytime raid in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank, a militant stronghold. 9 Palestinians were killed, 7 said to be militants, 1 a 61-year-old woman. Deadliest single raid in the territory in over 2 decades. Triggered angry demonstrations as mourners carried the bodies through the streets of Jenin and more clashes. While Hamas, the Islamic militant group that controls Gaza, threatened revenge. In early Friday, 2 rockets fired from Gaza, prompting retaliatory airstrikes from Israel, followed by more rockets. Meantime, the Palestinian Authority said it would halt security cooperation with Israel in the shared effort to contain Islamic militants. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Friday's attack, the Israeli military said it had carried out at least 2 rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. U.S. Special Operations Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 of their terrorist operatives in a remote northern region of Somalia. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the operation in a mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. Pentagon officials say no civilians were injured in the operation. And in other news, in Germany, the authorities have decided to send more tanks, or rather tanks to Ukraine to assist in that war with Russia. We'll have that coming up in more details in just a moment. This is VOA News. Speaking of the German and Israeli, and make that European allies plan to send around 80 Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine in the coming weeks, according to Berlin, which was announcing that the change of policy this week follows intense pressure from Kyiv and Western partners. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg described the decision to send the tanks as a pivotal moment.
It enables the Ukrainians to get the combat capabilities they need to be able to retake territory which is currently occupied by Russian forces.
The Leopard 2 is considered one of the world's most powerful tanks and well-suited to Ukraine conflict. Britain and the United States are also sending dozens of their main battle tanks. The black boxes recovered from the January 15 plane crash in Nepal are being sent to Singapore for analysis. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Experts at Singapore's Transportation Safety Investigation Bureau will examine the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder to try to identify the cause of the crash that killed all 72 people on board. A committee formed by the government is still looking into the cause of the Yeti Airlines flight crash. Meanwhile, rescuers are still searching the hillside for the remains of 2 people still missing since the crash. The twin-engine aircraft was approaching Pokhara International Airport at about 2,700 feet when it plummeted into a gorge about a mile from the runway. I'm Karen Chamas.
An international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from hospitals and other organizations around the world has been brought down following a months-long infiltration by the FBI, according to the Department of Justice. The Hive Race ransomware group, known to operate since June of 2021, targeted more than 1,500 victims, including hospitals and school systems. A federal grand jury in Los Angeles gathering evidence in a criminal investigation of Goodyear's recreational vehicle tires. We have more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The grand jury has subpoenaed Arizona lawyer David Kurtz seeking all documents and deposition transcripts in a lawsuit he filed against Goodyear. A letter accompanying the subpoena says a criminal investigation is being conducted by both the Transportation and Justice Departments. Documents from the Kurtz lawsuit reveal Goodyear knew the G159 RV tire could fail and cause severe crashes, yet it didn't recall them for as many as 20 years.
That's the AP's Norman Hall reporting. I'm Michael Brown reporting for VOA News. For additional information, join us at voanews.com.